effectua pour vous et votre famille, je vous appelle bénédiction apostolique.
My name is Amanda. I am a 22-year-old Catholic music minister from the United States of America. I would like to share the insight of Pope Benedict XVI, how he inspires me not only in my art, but also in my vocation. I had the honor of giving a copy of my newest CD entitled Living His Story to Pope Benedict XVI. In response, he thanked me and also imparted his apostolic blessing. It is such an encouragement to know that the Pope, who has the responsibility of caring for the entire Church, would take the time to acknowledge my art in such an uplifting way. Recently, Pope Benedict held an audience for artists in the Sistine Chapel. The focus of his message that day was authentic beauty. With stunning clarity, our Pope said, "Authentic beauty unlocks the yearning of the human heart, the profound desire to know, to love, and to go towards the other, to reach for the beyond." These words resonate in my soul. In a world searching for truth and beauty, I feel it is part of my call to express the goodness of our faith through music. My hope is that the Holy Spirit would work through my music to point others towards eternity. Pope Benedict asks, "What is capable of restoring enthusiasm and confidence? What can encourage the human spirit to rediscover its path, to raise its eyes to the horizon, to dream of a life worthy of its vocation, if not beauty?" This beauty is so prevalent in authentic expressions of art, such as song or dance, or the beautiful sculptures and stained glass windows that adorn so many of our churches. That same genuine beauty can also permeate our day-to-day lives. I've experienced this blessing in my wonderful new vocation of marriage. On September 5th, 2009, my best friend, David Shaheen, and I were married. In the year before our wedding, as our friendship and dating relationship developed, I remembered a message that I had read from Pope Benedict XVI regarding marriage. He encouraged young people not to be afraid to give their lives to another in holy matrimony. It seems that in our modern culture, many young people are afraid to commit to make a lifelong marriage until they have everything together, so to speak. In other words, if one has not yet graduated from university or begun a career, it is often thought to be unwise or even terrifying to enter into marriage. However, I read a story on the Catholic News Source website that quotes the Pope saying, "It is very important to help young people say yes to the definitive, that it does not clash with freedom, but represents the greatest opportunity for being free." Shortly before I became engaged, I had a very interesting conversation while I was working at my part-time job. One of the ladies at the office asked me about my dating relationship. I told her that we were getting very serious and strongly considering marriage. She tried to discourage me a bit by reminding me how young I was and that we needed to save more money. There was another gentleman listening in on our conversation. When I expressed that the Pope encouraged youth to marry young, he looked at me in surprise and asked if I would really take the Pope's advice on marriage. It was my pleasure in that moment to be able to express my trust and admiration for the shepherd of the Catholic Church. It seemed to shock this other gentleman to hear that I would take the suggestions of an elderly celibate pontiff regarding my relationship. However, it was a wonderful opportunity to share the wisdom of the Church and the universal bond of the body of Christ. Praise God that our Holy Father was willing to encourage youth like myself to fearlessly embrace our mission in life. So, David and I were married when we were both the age of 21. We were unsure of what the future would hold for us, but we trusted in the loving providence of God and also in the support of our Catholic Church. David is still studying at a local university full-time. His grades have actually improved since our wedding. Also, in the past 7 months, my Catholic music ministry has blossomed more than ever. In fact, I recently resigned from my part-time job to work in ministry full-time. The Lord is providing for every one of our needs. Amazingly, we are anticipating the birth of our first child this October. I am so grateful to the Vicar of Christ, the successor of Peter, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI. I thank God for giving us such a committed, intelligent, and holy leader. My music, my mission, and my marriage would not be the same without him. So I will leave you with the words of Pope Benedict XVI. Be prepared to put your life on the line in order to enlighten the world with the truth of Christ, to respond with love to hatred and disregard for life, to proclaim the hope of the risen Christ in every corner of the earth.